Hey.
What is up, guys? This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the night train, the day train tunes. We're so happy to have you here. And yeah, happy Monday.
Happy Women's History Month.
There you go.
Which I think leads into what our theme is.
Well, it was our theme, but unfortunately the next song we're about to play is not.
It's a little contrary.
So I don't know. I feel like maybe next week we'll really commit to the Women's Month theme. This week we're close. We're gonna be doing a very pop set.
Yes.
We're going to, you know, it's gonna be predominantly women.
Except we got for this one song.
Outlier, so but that's okay. But yeah, it's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have it. We're gonna have a little from a couple different decades. Not everything is recent, as
very
you
true.
Have just heard. 70s banger that we just played, and yeah, we got an 80s song coming up next. We got 90s. I think we have every decade since the 70s represented here. So
yes,
I'm excited about this set. It's gonna be a good time. Yeah, you just listened to Voulez-Vous by ABBA, which, like, I'm sure you already knew that. You didn't need me to tell you that. But you did. You did listen to that. And next up is going to be Take On Me by A-ha.
Yay. A-ha.
So
I like the music video from that song.
It is an iconic music video. I feel like it's a childhood classic.
I think for me, what resurged it was the when Jason Mraz was on Dancing with the Stars, and it was, like, music video night, that he did Take On Me.
Okay, I can't say I can relate to that experience, but I appreciate it, and I recognize it.
And apparently they were underscored. Don't really know what the outcome was, but they were apparently underscored.
Wow, a crime.
Crime.
A crime.
Crime for Jason Mraz.
Yeah, no, like he... Justice.
Justice.
He needs to be served now. Well, all right, then. Okay, well, I don't have too much to say. Do you want to add anything about this song, or should we just jump right into it?
I just think it's cute.
Okay, wait, I love that. So we're gonna ease y'all into this one. Like
Enjoy.
We said, happy Monday, and
Enjoy.
We'll talk to you shortly.
Talking away, I don't know what to time goes by. So slowly, slowly, 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 slowly.
dark child, nah, nah.
Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running games.
Say my name,
you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change?
Say my name,
if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running games.
Say my name,
you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
Your day, but today it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Name. That was unplanned. Does everyone think we're so cool now, guys? We're
we
so
speak
cool.
In sync. Like
we do. These are things that we do. That was, of course, Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Prior to that, you heard Hung Up by Madonna, which we just had a group realization here. Sam was like, is this like a remix of Gimme Gimme? I was like, no, it's not the remix. This is the song. It's a sample. It's Hung Up by Madonna. Come on, a classic, right? Okay. I'm hoping that y'all... Actually, you know what? Even if y'all didn't know, I'm happy now that today you found out about Madonna's wonderful song, Hung Up.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy for all of you.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for me, and I'm happy for them too.
I'm happy for everyone today. Yeah. Next up, we're gonna be doing a little trip to the '90s. We've been in the '90s, but we're gonna stay there.
Say my name. Say my name.
And we will be doing "Say You'll Be There" by the Spice Girls. I love this song.
Love "Wannabe."
Yeah. So the thing is, that's a great song, but I was like, let me not play that because it's like so well known, you know. So I was like, what if I do something still well known, but just like not a, you know,
not "Wannabe,"
not the one song.
Icebreaker question.
Yeah.
Which Spice Girl do you resonate with the most?
Oh my God. Wait, I kind of like the fact that Sporty Spice, she just like cartwheels across the stage and like jumps around. I also like the fact that she doesn't have to wear like 1 foot tall platform heels.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. She's got her sneakers on. Like, she's having a good time. But also Posh Spice would be fun. Like, that's just like a good time. Who is it? It's Posh. Okay. Scary Spice is like, why would you be scary though? Like, that's like,
she's just wearing,
why
jungle
are you scary?
Print.
He like, that, I don't get that. Print, like, that girl didn't make any, they ran out of S words. They were like, scary. Like, come on. Like, that's crazy. Wait, I'm going to like think of a better, hold on. I'm thinking of S words. Well, there's, wait, Posh Spice. It doesn't even need to be an S.
Baby Spice.
They just did that for no reason.
What are they? Baby Spice,
Posh, Sporty Spice, Scary, and who's the last one? There's one more.
Ginger?
Yeah, ginger
Spice.
So like that's it. Now that doesn't make any sense because they don't all start with S. So we're gonna have Scary Spice just because.
Scary.
Because Spice. Why? Like, explain that to me.
It's Mel B.
Like, she's not scary. I'm not scared of her. I don't know. Maybe if I was like an X Factor contestant in the 2010s, I'd be scared of her.
I remember
when she did that. No, she did America's Got Talent. But she's not American. So, but what? I'm just kidding.
Who else judged? I don't think she judges anymore. Or does
no,
she?
I don't think. I honestly don't. I couldn't possibly tell you. It was like Howie
Mandel, Howard
right.
Stern.
Howard Stern.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
That exactly. was our, my mom, she used to work for like in entertainment industry. So we would get free tickets to the America's Got Talent. Like
the auditions?
No. Like the live shows when it was in Radio City.
Yeah.
We would get free tickets to like sit in the orchestra and
wait,
like
that's
watch.
Kind of a bop.
And then since it was live, the whole show, the premise of it was like it was live. So we were in the audience.
Yeah.
I remember I was 9 and during the like commercial breaks, they would like throw out t-shirts and I got one. I think I still have it.
Sounds like a Bubs concert. Like, honestly, we need to start doing that. I don't think we have the expendable, t-shirt trove that they have. They have a trove of t-shirts and we don't, so you know that's not gonna work for us. Maybe we'll start like throwing out like free CDs of our album. We have like a stockpile of CDs. Do we buy CDs anymore? Yeah, like not the most recent one, but the one before that, because it was like 2018, so they were like, I guess we'll make CDs, but bad choice. CDs. Like Spotify was a thing.
Yeah,
a thing. But yeah, anyway, that's, it's been a lot of gabbing, but like we said, we're gonna be playing So You'll Be There. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say, y'all. Enjoy. Yeah.
I decided more tame, and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show,
feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Spotlight on me and I'm ready to break. I'm like a performer, the dance floor is my stage. Better be ready, hope that you feel.
And gentlemen, Britney Spears. Circus.
Saw her in concert when I was 13. I don't think I appreciated it.
That's
at the
like
time.
That's the type of thing where you look back on it and you're like, wow, like I wait, since when did Nelly Furtado have like the same face as Idina Menzel? Sorry, that's so random. Sorry, I was looking. So
That does look like Idina.
Our next song is Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. I was like, great, so excited, right? Her little artist bio comes up on my screen here. I'm doing our playlist today off of my computer. That is literally Idina Menzel. Like, that's crazy. They have the same face. What?
Or
Adele, my God,
Adele
guys,
Dazeem.
Corroborate this for yourself. Like, this is wild. Yeah, Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
That was the most criminal. Wow. Wow. I'm shaking to my core right now. This is like the, what's her name from Victorious? Victoria Justice and the girl from Vampire Diaries? Nina someone? Whatever. They have the same face.
Okay. I'll trust you on that one.
This is just like that, guys. Literally the same thing. Anyway, we're a little over our halfway mark. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do a little
PSA
for y'all.
Okay. This one is based on a true story. This is a message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. I did get hit by a car this weekend in the Wegmans parking lot.
So, jail.
And she didn't apologize. She just hit me, and then, like, I walked past, and then she kept going.
Like, she hit your, like, you physically, yes. Your body.
Yeah, she hit my body. Yes.
That's crazy.
She was backing up. She was backing up.
I don't mean to laugh, but I know that you're, like, physically well, so we can look back on it and laugh, but that's actually insane.
Like, because I was, like, looking down, like, trying to find my car because I, like, forgot, like, where it was. And, like, I forgot where I parked it in the lot.
Sure.
And so I'm walking with the groceries, like, at my phone, like, trying to, like.
Right.
Look for the car, and then this woman is like backing up and like hits me, and I literally was just like, hold, like I'm fine, obviously, but no, like, but
it's like almost like shock. You're just like, wow,
like you had the camera and everything, and you still hit me.
Like, my feelings are almost hurt. Like, that was just unnecessary.
I think what pissed me off more was that she like drove away. Mm-hmm. She said, I will not be
checking in on your well-being. I will not be asking if you need medical assistance. I got places to be. Like,
multiple people asked me to like whether or not I would sue her. I was just like,
I mean, if you had damages, you could.
I could have.
So, you know.
Should have checked her plates. Like,
yeah, too bad you didn't wake up with a bruise, because then you could have been like, I mean, I'm hurt. Like, I'm so hurt. No, actually, no. It's good that you weren't hurt, but also, like, you could have had your money.
Money, yeah.
Your money up.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, next time.
No. But I can't believe now my origin story of, like, when I say I got hit by a car, I'm like, oh, yeah, in the Wegmans parking lot.
I mean, if there's anywhere to do it, like, why not there, right?
That's true.
Why not there? I mean, I don't know if I've ever been to a Wegmans, honestly, with you.
They just opened one in Astor Place, New York City, and then our pandemic activity was going to the one in Brooklyn.
Okay, why is it just really good, or
yes,
do they do like their own brand stuff and that's the good stuff, or like a TJ's moment?
No, not so much. It's more like, you know, how how Stop and Shop has their own brands and stuff. It's like they have the Wegmans brand,
but you want the Wegmans brand.
Well, you want their, like, pastries. They're known for, like, the pastries.
Okay.
And, like they the have a department. Whole delicatessen.
Okay.
They also have, like, hot foods.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're a fan of salads. Their dressing.
I do love a good salad.
My parents love their dressings.
Okay.
So, like, there's some Wegmans brand things that are, like, yummy, but also, like, you could get your run-off-the-mill type
like,
stuff.
Yeah, the regular brand. That's the difference is Trader Joe's, you can't get the anything else. You got the TJ's brand, you don't got, you know,
yeah, I went
Coca-Cola.
There. Coca-Cola. Oh, did you hear about Trader Joe's, how they had to recall the soup dumplings?
No.
Because...
Wait, I literally have soup dumplings in my freezer right now. Which ones?
Chicken soup.
Wait, I literally, from what date range?
Over 61,000 pounds were recalled for possibly containing permanent marker plastic.
Guys, I haven't eaten them yet. They're in my freezer.
Are
you serious?
It's Brett? These codes, these lot codes. So,
wait, can you send me a screenshot, Loki?
Yes. The 6 ounce Trader Joe's steamed chicken
soup dumplings.
Can I
get my money up though?
Under recall, were produced on December 7th, 2023, and can be identified by their side box labels with lot codes 03.0725C11 and 03.0725C12.
But this is really good to know because, honestly.
Food for thought, guys. I'll send it to you.
Like, it's possible that mine fall under the date range. Who knows? Because I got mine in January, so I don't know how long they were in the freezer at TJ's.
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Thank you.
Also...
That's crazy. Wait, so how do I file for money?
You could always return them and you get your full refund.
Let's go! $3 in my pocket!
You know, I went to Trader Joe's 2 weeks in a row in Assembly Row. They didn't have soup dumplings.
Maybe this is why.
And I was like,
maybe
it was a blessing in disguise,
like, right? Like, otherwise, you could have permanent marker plastic sitting in your stomach right now.
Well, someone dropped their Sharpie in the mix.
Is that really what happened?
I think that was rumored.
I mean, how else is permanent that doesn't just show up somewhere? Like, guys, someone's gotta. Oh my god, the chicken's just like in the vat, and you're just like, oops, lose your pen in there. That's crazy.
Like, and when you're making the
and
mix,
then why
like,
did it take them 3 months to announce this? What? Someone must have, like, gotten the, like, cap of the Sharpie and been like,
this doesn't look right.
There's something wrong with this. That's crazy. Okay, well, too bad I hadn't eaten it. Speaking of suing, I could have sued.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Just kidding. I'm like acting like it's like chill to like eat Sharpie. Like that could be like really
bad.
Be
dangerous.
For you.
Yeah.
But you know what else is dangerous? Being broke. So
like, it's a dangerous game. To
sorry
play.
About it. Like I don't know. Like six, what is it? Six in the one, half dozen the other. Right?
Sure.
Broke or like violently ill? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'd do. At least I'm rich if I like
$3 richer.
For, yeah. Not actually. Six dumplings poorer. More like.
They're gas though, I will say.
They are really good when they don't taste like Sharpies. As I said, next up is gonna be Man Eater by Nelly Furtado.
I'm very excited.
More like Sharpie soup dumpling eater. More like no. I don't know what I'm even saying right now. But yeah, it's a fire song. It's a good one.
2000s.
The people love it.
I love it.
The people are getting what they love right now.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I wanna see you all on your knees. You're the one to be. one that's on his heart.
Palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or no, no more. you know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Hey! Are you ready for, ready for? Hey! A perfect storm, a perfect storm. Hey! Hey! 'Cause what's your mind, what's your mind?
Hey! 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 Hey!
There's no going back.
She's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids 'cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gon' put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
There's no going back.
What did you just say? That was not the lyrics. Hello? There's no going back. There's no going back. Okay. Oh, that's what it all right. Is.
And we almost ate, and then
I messed it up, guys.
Okay, no, it was a raw and real moment, and you can't begrudge anyone that, you know?
That's, so
that's
true.
All we can hope to be is raw and real. So all right, well, that was Dark Horse by Katy Perry featuring Juicy J, question mark?
Juicy J.
Which, who?
Who?
Juicy J. And that's J all who? I'll say on that matter. I'm sorry, whom?
I was listening to this a lot because I was in my, like, sort of, like, phase where I was watching every Super Bowl halftime performance ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the chess, do you remember the chess pieces in the Dark Horse number?
No, honestly, but, like, I believe this.
Like, it was like, the chess pieces and, like, it was, like, the stage started, like, staggering to, like, where the bodies were.
Yeah, she went insane on it. I'm not gonna lie.
With the tiger.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I do
she,
remember
like, rode
that.
On the tiger.
I do remember that.
And then it was, like, you're gonna hear me. And then it was, like,
roar. Yeah, yeah. Quite literally.
And then, yeah.
Well, it's almost our time to leave. It's, you know, we're nearing the end of our set.
Time flew by fast today.
It did. We want to thank you all for listening. We had a great time.
You loved us, tell us. If you hate us,
no one hates us.
Don't tell us.
No one hates us. I appreciate you all for listening. And we hope to hear you back same time next week. We'll be here last week before spring break.
Who's excited? Who
knows? Maybe we'll do something summery, springtime, spring break.
No promises.
Maybe we'll do something for Women's Month. Either way, it's going to be a great set. And the last song you're going to hear is Bad Idea, Right? By Olivia Rodrigo.
I think this is the bookmark to, you know, pop through the ages.
There you go.
I was contemplating adding Taylor Swift, but we're not big fans on this show specifically of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and that's okay. And that's okay.
I was having that contemplation because I'm like, when you think of pop in this current age, you think of Taylor Swift per se. But mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo just started her Guts tour, so I thought that was a healthy alternative.
There you go. But yeah, anyway, this is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We want to thank you so much for listening again.
Thanks, guys.
And we hope that you join us again next week for some more tunes. Have an awesome week, guys.
Bye.
Much love.
Haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up. And you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertone. And I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address. And I know we're done. Right?
seeing you tonight. It's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight. It's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight. Whatever, it's fine. Yes, I know.